Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for sticking with us. We were having some difficulties over here with the technology here and on the East Coast. We got all kinds of snow, but I am glad that you waited because this was one show you don't want to miss. So I just want to double check to see that my guest is with us, is still with us. Good morning. Is that my guest, Mrs. Guest? Ms. Guest, is that you on the line? Area code 2. Okay, I can hear you now. Thank you so much, and I do apologize for you all having to wait. Ms. Eula, is that you?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
I can. Well, we woke up to a ton of snow over here in New Jersey. I don't know what you guys are getting over there in the New York area.
Oh, yes, it's coming down now.
Wow. Okay, our system was off, and so we are back up. We are back on, and we are ready to rock and roll. My computer somehow shut down for a minute there, but we got it back up, and we got it going. So wonderful. Well, let me just tell them a little bit. We were still able to go past 7:30, but let me just get right into this. I was just so excited having met you on Facebook, as I've met so many other people, and learning about your company. And I'm always excited about people that are doing great and wonderful things and entrepreneurial things. That's why we've named the show All About Entrepreneurs. So thank you for those of you tuning in and those of you who will go back and listen to the archives. But my very dynamic and powerful, phenomenal guest today is Eula M. Guest. And it's so interesting, that last name. I thought maybe that you were, you know, just putting down that, oh, you know, guess who's coming, but no, actually, that is your name. Well, she is the daughter of the late John D. Young and Mrs. Gertrude Young. She was raised in South Bronx, New York, graduated from William Howard Taft High School with an academic diploma. That's interesting. We have a William Howard Taft High School in my hometown as well, Cincinnati, Ohio. But Ms. Guest, she graduated in 2005 with her bachelor's in business administration from Metropolitan College of New York and completed business courses at the Workshop in Business Opportunities, the WIBO. Awesome. In 2009, she lives with her husband and partner, Derek M. Guest, and their daughter, Sashi. And she has two daughters from a previous marriage, Monique Taylor and Sasha Lenore. And I'm sure she'll correct those names up if I've totally butchered those up. But Interesting also is that Ms. Guest has developed a sharp eye for business as the chief operating officer. That's why you saw in the title of her name, the COO, chief operating officer and co-owner of Garage Roll Film Production and Services, Inc. She's in social media, online marketing expert. You need a person to help you with your video marketing. She has a video consulting company. Ms. Guest was the publicist for the Off-Broadway play Choices, a production produced by the Negro Ensemble Company that started Ms. Guest on her public relations journey. And she's done a plethora of things. She's been interviewed, the Wall Street Journal. She has spoken at all types of women's conferences, award programs. She's the author. I'm not going to read her whole bio because I want to actually let her talk to us. But she's written a book entitled Mogul Mom, How to Quit Your Job and Start Your Own Business and Join the Work at Home Revolution. Awesome, wonderful. She's one of the 250 winners of the 2011 British Airways Face of Opportunity Video Contest. And she and her partner was flown to London, England, as part of the British Airways Face of Opportunity two-day business conference, wow, in 2011. I mean, this sister is rocking, and I'm so glad she came to be on our radio show. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. She's done all kind of workshops for WES, Women of Excellence, Strength and Tenacity. She's been a guest, and she's done the symposium, been on panels. She's been over there with my girl, with Real Sister Rising, Miss Sasha. She's just been doing so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, Shay Shay, she's been doing awesome, wonderful things. But Miss Guest, I want to just tell you this and let her talk. But she's also a member of the New York City Small Business Services, and she's one of the minority and women black-owned businesses. She's with the New York State Economic Development Corp. She does video services, interviews such as this one, panel discussions, speaking engagements, workshops. I mean, I'm almost feeling like saying, what do you don't do? But everyone, welcome to the show, my special guest, and I thank you all so much for tuning in. And welcome to my special guest, Eula M. Guest. How are you? And thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, Coach Lisa, for having me. I woke up this morning, so I am blessed. Anything that I can wake up and see a snowstorm, I am happy and complete.
Mm. Isn't that something? Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I reached out to you to ask you to be on the show is because of, you know, I've been watching you on Facebook for the past, I know, at least a couple years, and just, you know, watching all the wonderful projects that you're doing. And again, you know, we've been doing a lot with women and entrepreneurs, wanting to empower them, encourage them, inspire them, give them insight about this world. Because, you know, of entrepreneurship, I mean, a lot of people are entrepreneurs or want to be or have to be. Some people don't have a choice because the economy has been so bad over the past few years in terms of jobs. I'm not saying it's that bad because obviously there's a lot of money in the economy. But in terms of people going out the old traditional way, just, you know, going, you know, 200 or 300 people being hired in this company and 50 over here, we haven't had that in a while. And so a lot of people starting their own businesses. So I saw all the things you were doing, and then I know the services that you provide, the marketing, and I've seen so many of your posts. I said, wow, this is a person that can really share with entrepreneurs who tune in to this broadcast some tips and some things that can help them, you know, be successful. And then we have a lot of speakers and authors who do need to also, you know, deal with video, videography, the marketing. I know you do the marketing too. So I'm just going to let you kind of tell us how you got started in business, how long you've been in business, how you got started, and what are some of the, you know, challenges that people face today, and what do you think will make people, will help them be more successful?
Well, the reason why I got started was my husband was a videographer, and he had a desire to start his own business. And when 9/11 came and he was laid off, that was the turning point for him to say, I'm going to start a business. So I was in school at the time getting my bachelor's, and we did the business plan, and we just went for it. We went for it, and we are really happy that we did. Some of the challenges and pitfalls were we didn't have anybody in our family or close friends at the time who were entrepreneurs or who owned their own business. So we basically just jumped in the middle of the pool and swam and hope for the best. And in the journey of learning about our industry and learning about the business changed, the industry changed. When we started almost 10 years ago, it'll be 10 years in November, there weren't a lot of small businesses or nonprofits or corporations using video at that particular time. And then once the industry changed and more business owners and small businesses started using video, we decided to certify and register our business with New York State Small Business Services, which helped us get more corporate and nonprofit clients. So one of the things that I always tell people and business owners and startups is you have to know the industry that you're in, and you need to learn all you can about the industry trends, marketing strategies, where your clients get their information from. One industry clients may get their bulk of their information from the internet. Other clients may get the bulk of the information from email marketing. So you need to really study and be an expert on your industry. And that's so important on helping you to build your brand and build your business and gain consistent clients.
Yes, well, that's good. And so, you know, thanks for sharing, you know, how you got started. And so what should people, you said, because the people should do the research, looking into the trends and what have you, and that's good. And what about these organizations out there? Do you feel that they really, or which ones you feel were really people that really don't know how to get started? That's what I'm hearing a lot as I work with people and coach people. They really just don't know how to get started. And then you have these people that don't know really what to expect in those first 3 or 7 years. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that a person can expect? Like, will they become a millionaire overnight? Will they invest a little bit of money? How does that work?
It all really depends on what industry you're going into. If you're going into it to make a lot of money, especially in the first 3 to 5 years, you're going to be sadly disappointed. And the money comes, but it comes in spurts. And I've known entrepreneurs that started when we started and no longer in business. So you have to have a plan on how you're going to build your clientele. That's the number one thing that I tell a lot of startup business owners. You need to have a plan on how you're going to find your target market. And you have to ask yourself some key questions. Is there a niche for what you're starting? Will you be able to find that client, your target market, who your clients are? Is there a market for what you're selling or the kind of services that you're providing? These are a lot of questions that you need to do the research on. The area that you're in, is there a market for what you want to do? In the area that you live in, is there a market for that? What goes on in New York City may not work well in North Carolina. So those are other things that you need to look at when deciding how you're going to start and run your business. Another thing is there's a lot of free services out there, a lot of free services, and I suggest that most people really go to classes and workshops and really hone in on what they plan to do. small business services have in New York City, they have a lot of free workshops, from QuickBooks to how to do a business plan, how to run a successful restaurant. They have a lot of free workshops. And I tell a lot of people, start there first. Don't be so quick to spend a lot of money in the beginning if you don't have to. Social media, if you're not good at it, get someone to work with you that's very good at it, because that's the key in really building your brand, is having a social media online presence. You have to build your brand with the online presence. Most people, when they meet people, they'll Google them or they want to look at their website to see how long they've been in business, how much their services or products cost, and this gives that person an idea if that business owner is legitimate or they're just doing it for a hobby. So you have to decide if you're going to do it full-time in the beginning or if you're going to do it part-time and build your brand and then do it full-time. These are the key questions that you need to ask yourself.
Okay, wow. You are phenomenal. That's why I wanted you to get on. You shared a lot so far that can really help people. Definitely, understanding the market, being truthful with yourself about what you are doing. Is there any need for or want for that product or service that a person wants to get in? Maybe do a part-time while you're still working your job. That certainly is some good advice, because, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And so, wow, that is awesome. And I'm just, again, want to let people know how they can contact you if they want to contact you for your services, and you can tell us about some of those services that you do provide. I know that they can call 212-281-2286 for speaking engagements, panel discussions, workshops. If you would like for her to come and lead a workshop, you can call that number, 212-281-2286, or you can email her at Eula, EULA, at GRIOTSROOL production.com. And I want to have you, talk about your company and what services or other services that you may also provide for people.
Well, Grills Roll Film Production and Services is a video online marketing company. And what we do is we do video production, video editing, video consulting, which if you don't know the video industry, you don't understand how you might need to know about lighting, know about sound, the best place to shoot, knowing how to present your product and service in the best way that's going to appeal to the general public. So we come in and we do consulting. We sit down and help the person figure out how they're going to market and advertise that particular service or product, how to make it look in the best light, and how to really highlight and give the video viewer a plan of action. People do videos and they don't have a plan of action in the video. They don't have a phone number, a website, a call to action on what you want that viewer to do after they look at the video. So those are key components that we sit down and talk to our clients about. What do you want that viewer to do after they look at your video? What do you want that viewer to do once they look at your social media site? On your social media site, in your About section, you should have your website link, a phone number, an email address, and a little synopsis on what your products and services are, so the person going on your page will know what exactly it is that you do.
Awesome, awesome. So you're combining both the marketing and the videography.
That's correct.
That's correct. Oh, I should have said that. Is that correct? Okay,
yes.
Awesome. That's wild. And so who are some of the types of people that you all work with? Do you work with real small entrepreneurs, or is it all big corporations, or what?
We work with small business owners, startups, mid-sized to large corporations, city and state agencies. We work with the Health and Hospital Corporation, with the New York City Housing Authority. We work with the National Sales Network. So we work with small to big corporations and nonprofits. There are people who need our services and they don't have a social media marketing expert on site, so they will call us in to do their social media marketing campaign to build their brand.
Okay. There you go. So you all help build people's social media marketing campaigns. And what about marketing outside of social media? Do you all help with that as well?
We've done online and offline campaigns, marketing campaigns. We work with Northern Manhattan Perinatal Partnership to help them build their brand on infant mortality. We're working with some other nonprofit agencies to help them build their brand offline as well as online. So we do both.
Wow. So what's your most exciting project that you have that's coming up that you would like to tell us about? If there's any project that you're working on that you would like to tell us about, or tell us about your book, because I only met you online. I've never met you face-to-face. We are just online friends, Facebook friends, I call it. But just watching you over the past couple of years and following you, I'm like, this is a phenomenal woman. And I just couldn't wait to, you know, have you as a guest to talk to you. This is our first time talking, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I can't say face-to-face, but voice-to-voice. And so
yes,
it's been my extreme pleasure. So honored that you don't know me from a hill of beans, but I'm so honored that you responded to my inbox request to be a guest. And, you know, here you are on the show. I do again apologize to everyone for starting the show later, but we're going over a few minutes, so we've made up a little bit of that time. But, yeah, definitely tell us about any exciting projects you have coming up, any books or anything you want us to know about, and how we can get them to support what you're doing. We're all women, and there are some men here as well, but we're all entrepreneurs, and we're all brothers and sisters, and so we want to support and help each other in this.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for inviting me on your show and having me speak to your audience. I really try to make sure that I connect with the community. It's not all about making money for me. It's all about service and giving back. And if I could share my expertise and my challenges and triumphs, I'm so happy to do so. So thank you so much, Coach LaLisa, for having me and inviting me. In terms of the book, Mogul Mom, How to Quit Your Job and Start Your Own Business, well, that's actually not my book. I wish it was. It must be something in the universe that's telling me I need to start writing my book. But Andrea Clayton, she wrote the book, and she interviewed me for a section on women who started their own business. And I'm in the book in terms of that. But it's not my book, and hopefully in the next year or so, from your mouth to God's ears, I will be back on your show to talk about my book.
Okay.
The exciting thing that's coming up for me personally and my business, my partner and husband, Derek Guest, he's soon to be author. His book is now at the publishers, and it'll be out soon. So we're really excited about that. And it's talking about marketing and his triumphs and challenges on marketing for our business. And just tips to business owners on how they can really learn how to be a marketing mogul.
Wow.
And we also I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, we were also going to have
go ahead.
This Thursday we're having an indie mogul marketing business networking event, which is this Thursday at Raw Space in Harlem. And if you go on my social Facebook page, you will see the flyer, and if you're available and people are available, feel free to come out. It's a free event we do in February for Black History Month. We do 2 to 4 free events for a business owner to connect in the New York City area and to just network and build their brand.
Wow. Awesome. Well, I'm going to definitely post that flyer. I'll get it off your page. And I want to thank you so much. We only have about a minute or so left. And I really appreciate, you know, everything that you've shared with us, some awesome nuggets of wisdom and tips that we can take for the marketing business, for starting businesses, for being persistent and committed to our businesses, for the entrepreneurs, for the people that took the time to dial in or to dial back in if they were on earlier. I want to appreciate you. And thank you so much, Mrs. Guest, for coming on to the show. I just love your name. And now let me make it. It's Guy Rowe. Is Guy Rowe? For your production company.
Oh, it's pronounced Griots. It's Western Africa for Storyteller. So we tell your story your way.
I'm sorry, dear. Did I lose? Okay. It's Gyro. It's Guy. How do you pronounce the name of the company? Because I've been saying it wrong.
It's pronounced Griots. Griots is Western Africa for
Storyteller. Oh, Griot.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was just all butchering. Griot, got you.
Yes.
Okay, Griot, roll, film, awesome production, marketing, so many other wonderful things she's doing. Her husband has a book coming out. I believe she said his name is Mr. Derek, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Derek M. Guest. These are the guests, and she was a guest on All About Entrepreneurs Today. You can read more about her. You can go to her Facebook page. She is on Facebook. She has Facebook presence. You can connect with her. And she has an event coming up on February 26th, I believe that's the one that you're talking about. Yes, this marketing and I want to make sure I got the right one. Okay, Mr. Guest,
well,
yes, content marketing.
There's one on February 20th, which is this Thursday. And then we have another
this
one
Thursday.
On the 26th. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, I got you. Beautiful. So she does a lot of events. Trust me, she is the marketing. If you're in my book, you're the marketing queen because that's how we met, is through your marketing efforts. And I said, okay, I need to meet this woman. I'm so glad to meet you, and you posted and reposted so many of my things without me even asking. And I thank God for you for that, and thank you for doing that. I've never had to ask you to do any of that, and you just start doing it on your own. And I really appreciate that. You're over there in New York. So hopefully we'll get together soon. We're going to continue to follow you. Hopefully we'll get you back another time, definitely to talk about those books or something else you're working on. And to the rest of you, thank you for tuning in. Go now. We got to go shovel some more snow. But thank you so much, Ms. Guest, for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Stay warm. Stay safe, everybody. If you're on the Northeast, don't go out if you don't have to. It's pretty bad out there right now, and it's still snowing. And so we thank God for the rain, the snow, whatever he sends us, because we're going to deal with it. But we want to offer all those people that can't really deal with it. We pray that God sends somebody their way to help them out, and that we don't forget those that are homeless and that they get shelter in this weather. And we thank God for those who are providing that kind of stay warm shelter. We know there's a place here in Eastern Newark providing that, and Pastor Tawana Thompson and her team is providing that big old place over there. So everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you all. Have a great day, and work from home if you have to.